You're also talking about Ryanair. Yeah, they have admitted they messed up the planning of pilots' holidays, forcing, indeed, the airline to cancel hundreds of flights over the next few days, throwing hundreds of thousands of passengers into absolute chaos. So do these passengers actually have any rights? Let me speak to Sean Tipton, who's from ABTA. Sean, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Sean, first of all, this is an absolute PR disaster for Ryanair.
Yeah.
Yet and all, you know as well as I know, because we so want to save money, that when they get this sorted, practically everyone will fly with them again. How do they get away with it?
Well, they're incredibly popular, aren't they? I mean, they've grown massively since they first started. I think it's back in the late 80s, wasn't it, really? So I think, to be fair on that one, they do a pretty good job in the sense that they are incredibly popular, and they've got a network that takes us off to many places that in the past you just wouldn't have been able to get to. So I think they deserve a bit of credit for that. But having said that, if you do find that your flight has been cancelled, one of the issues that people are going to have with this is that, by their very nature, if you're flying on Ryanair, you're pretty unlikely to be on a package holiday. Now, what that means is, if you're on a package holiday, if the holiday is cancelled, then the tour operator has a legal obligation to book you another holiday, or if that's not possible, to give you all your money back. And that's all of your money. That would include the accommodation. If you book car hire as part of the package, they'd have to refund the lot. Whereas with this, Ryanair's, first of all, their obligations, I'll go through those in detail in a minute, but if you do find your flight is cancelled, and let's say you booked your hotel, and you would have done, weren't you, your accommodation separately, if you don't go, if there's a cancellation charge there, then you're going to lose that money.
What about if you book it through a link on their website?
Well, that's something that's going to be changing next year, actually. We have the regulations that cover the sale of package holidays. It's another EU regulation, actually. It's called the Package Travel Directive. And it's being updated next year. And that will mean that, if you did book accommodation through a link on Ryanair's website, that you would get cover there. But that actually isn't the case at the moment. So, no, it wouldn't matter, because they will direct you off to a different company rather than... I think they also sold packages, though, to be fair. So if you booked not very many people book packages through Ryanair. They only started that a year or two ago. But if you have booked a package, that's back to what I said, you do have that extra level of cover, which is good news. But I think the majority of people, though, booking with them will not have booked packages, seriously, or booked through a tour operator separately. They will have done independent arrangements. So that's one side of it. If you can't go, you know, you're going to get hit with cancellation charges there. So that's obviously not going to go down very well, is it? There's also a bit of confusion about, you know, what your rights are as well, what Ryanair have to do. Can I go through that very quickly?
Surely,
first of all, if you're, let's say, stuck over in France or Italy or whatever, one of the many countries they go to, first of all, they will say to you, look, we can simply give you your money back. Well, actually, no. What you should be doing, they should actually be trying to get you home. And that might well mean putting on another airline, because the regulations state that you have to be given one of two options, either to have your money back or you can ask to be rerouted, which means, in effect, be put on another airline. So you can actually insist on that. Now, if you then end up having to hang around for another day or two, because it's a question of availability, they've also got to pay for your accommodation. They've got to pay for day-to-day expenditure for food, refreshments, etc. So that all adds up. But your rights are very clear. That this is what they have to do. So it's an EU regulation called EU 261. It's quite detailed. We've set out what it says on our website, ABTA.com. The Civil Aviation Authority is the body in the UK that's there to enforce those rules. They're very helpful. It's all set out very clearly there. Now, the last thing I would say about all this is, are you due any compensation? Well, there's a lot of talk about people being due €250 a ticket compensation. Now, that is true, because the regulations state they have to pay compensation for a cancelled flight, but there are a couple of exceptions to that. First of all, they don't have to do it if it's an exceptional circumstance. And what they mean by that is really bad weather, a strike by air traffic control or something like that. Something they just can't control. Well, in this case, it's their own staff, so they can't argue that. They can't say it's exceptional. And also, secondly, they don't have to pay compensation if the flight is cancelled less than 14 days prior to departure. And I think that's important, because obviously a lot of people are being told about 2 or 3 days prior to departure, fine, you're due your compensation. But if they tell you, let's say you're flying in 3 weeks' time and they told you today, they wouldn't have to pay that €250 compensation. So just bear that in mind, because I've seen a lot of reporting this morning saying everybody's due this compensation. Well, again, it's a question of how close to the date of departure they tell you whether they have to pay that money.
Is it €250 even if your flight only costs £30?
Doesn't matter, yeah. You're quite right. Ryanair, I remember when this regulation first came in all those years ago, we had the ash cloud not long after that, which obviously affected millions of passengers, and they made that argument very strongly, saying, why should we have to pay this when our customers are only paying £40-50 for a ticket? It doesn't matter what you pay for the ticket. It's actually the compensation spent on the length of the flight, how far you're flying. So for Ryanair, it's pretty much always going to be short-haul flights. That's €250. If it's a mid-haul flight, let's say you're flying somewhere like Egypt, it would be €400. And if you're flying to America, not that they go there, but if you ever find yourself in this position and you're on a long-haul flight, somewhere like the USA, South Africa, wherever it happens to be, if your flight's cancelled there, it's €600. So they're quite substantial sums. And they were brought in originally to stop airlines overbooking flights, which was a bit of a problem. That was very successful, and that's quite rare for a flight to be overbooked in the EU now because of that. But it also, over the years, it's come to apply to so many other different situations, such as this. So
yeah, well, people,
so no, you're right. Yeah,
people will be wanting to be, even if they don't get the £250 compensation, they would prefer to be told well in advance to make alternative arrangements.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one, it's not a good thing, obviously, but luckily, I suppose, in a way, it's the time of year. It's not the height of the summer. So, cross fingers, if people have to get another flight, they'll be able to do it. But you're right, you'll need to know as soon as possible, won't you? But so it's actually in the airline's interests financially to let people know quickly, because as soon as you get below that 14-day cutoff point, they've got to pay you that €250. That's going to add up to large sums of money.
Are they basically suggesting here they've got a bigger problem than they're admitting to? Are they short of pilots? Are their pilots going to work elsewhere?
I honestly don't know. I've seen so many different stories about speculating about why this has happened, so I'll be honest with you, we honestly don't know, but there obviously is some issue here.
You hear people say that, you know, some of their pilots are on contracts, they've been offered jobs with other airlines, they've left.
I've read that, but I just don't know if it's true or not. I mean, there was a court case recently as well, which might have an implication on this one, but again, this is all speculation. I just don't know. So, but there clearly is a problem, though, to cancel. What's the report on, like, 285,000? Seats, that's a lot of people, isn't it, really? Now, I also want to stress, that's a lot of people, but that's going to be all throughout their network. I wouldn't say that all of those are going to be, you know, people living in the UK. There will be people in France, Italy, Spain, etc., because they sell tickets there, obviously. So I think that will be across their entire network, not just here.
It's an amazing letdown. It's an incredible letdown of customers. If any other company was doing it, you would lose goodwill.
Well, I think what you need to do, I mean, I've not come across one like this before, to be honest with you. It's a very unusual one. You need to make sure that you deal with it very well. I mean, in terms of things like paying compensation, you know, do it quickly so that people, you know, at least they'll be in a position then, if they have to get another flight, to have that money to help them towards doing that.
But so, if you get 15 days notice, there'll be no compensation.
No compensation. Yeah, well, they certainly would have to give you the cost of your ticket back,
sure.
But not the €250. So it's in their interest to tell you quickly. So,
okay. Yeah. Sean, very informative. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Sean Tipton from ABTA.